coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Love Letters, a Bible study on the epistles with Pastor Arno Bessel of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Devon.
Welcome to Love Letters, a series of Bible studies on the epistles of the New Testament. There are certain books in the Bible that are more familiar to us than others. Some of them we may rarely read and consider. Perhaps one of the less read books in the New Testament is the letter the Apostle Paul wrote to Philemon. What is the letter all about? The letter is about a slave called Onesimus, who had run away from his master Philemon, lining his pockets for the journey with his master's goods, as was the usual practice of runaway slaves. Somehow Onesimus reached Rome, and somehow he came into contact with Paul. Onesimus was converted to the Christian faith, and Paul grew very fond of the young man, who became useful in the service to Paul. Paul would gladly have kept Onesimus with him. However, Philemon also became a Christian through the preaching of Paul, and both Paul and Philemon were close friends. Paul sent Onesimus back to Philemon and wrote a letter to Philemon in which he spoke in favor of the runaway slave, asking that Philemon should give a forgiving reception. Slavery was quite common in ancient times in several nations. In Old Testament times, the Jews practiced slavery. In the Roman Empire, 1/3 of the population of the cities were slaves. Many were born slaves, whereas others were abducted and sold as slaves. Others allowed themselves to be made slaves for several reasons, as for instance, a huge amount of debt. Sometimes slaves were given freedom at the age of 30. Others were able to buy their freedom. The New Testament reports several cases of slaves who became Christians. Both the Old and the New Testament included regulations for societal situations such as slavery and divorce, which were the result of the hardness of hearts. Such regulations did not encourage or condone slavery or divorce, but were divinely given practical ways of dealing with the realities of the day. Now Paul deals with the case of a runaway slave. To win Philemon's willing acceptance of Onesimus, Paul writes very tactfully and in a light-hearted tone. So the letter is very personal, in which close fellowship between Christians emerges. First, Paul builds the relationship, then persuades the mind, and then moves the emotions. The letter is also an important document to illustrate the early Christian attitude towards social problems. The first two opening verses of the letter to Philemon read as follows. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The author of the letter is identified, Paul. He describes himself as a prisoner for Christ Jesus. Paul was under house arrest, probably in Rome, for the sake of the gospel, sometime between the years 63 and 65 AD, when he wrote the letter. While Paul was awaiting trial, he wrote letters, including the letter to the Colossians. Interesting to note that Paul himself was a slave while he dealt with the runaway slave Onesimus. Along with Paul, Timothy, a co-worker of the apostle, is also mentioned as sender of the letter. Paul refers to Timothy as our brother, indicating that the family of faith is made up of people who are in fellowship with each other under the same Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Paul addresses the letter to Philemon. Philemon was a Christian living in Colossae, nowadays Turkey, who owned slaves. Paul refers to Philemon as our beloved fellow worker. He supported the church and its ministries by hosting a local congregation in his home and probably in other ways as well. The letter is also addressed to Apphia, probably Philemon's wife, whom Paul calls our sister, sister in the faith. Besides, the letter is addressed to Archippus, possibly Philemon's son, called our fellow soldier, a man who worked for the cause of the gospel. Furthermore, Paul addresses the letter to the church in Philemon's house. At that time, not having church buildings, Christians used to meet in homes. Paul greets the recipients with the words, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." This is a common salutation in Paul's letters. Grace and peace have their source in God our Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace are precious gifts God shares with His children. As we continue to read the letter, Paul writes in verses 4 to 7 the following. "I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have towards the Lord Jesus and for all the saints, and I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you." Paul was a man of thanksgiving and prayer. First of all, he used to give thanks. In the present case, Paul gives thanks for spiritual blessings. He thanks God for Philemon's faith in the Lord Jesus and for his love for other Christians. There is nothing more important for a Christian than having faith and love for brothers in Christ. Remember to give thanks to God for the faith and the love God has given to you and to fellow believers. Secondly, Paul prays. What does he ask in prayer? He prays for spiritual blessings. He asks that the sharing of the faith of Philemon would be effective. Furthermore, Paul asks for full knowledge of every good thing that believers have in Christ. The fact that Philemon supported the congregation he hosted in his house and every else he did for the believers brought much joy and comfort to Paul. Nowadays, the efforts and contributions Christians make towards the mission of the church and to support fellow believers are reasons to give thanks to God. They fill us with joy and comfort. As Paul continues writing, he makes his plea for Onesimus in verses 8 to 20 in the letter. "Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me, in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel, but I prefer to do nothing without your consent, in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord. For this perhaps is why he has parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as your beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all, or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of your owning me even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Paul does not give orders to Philemon, although he could do so. He prefers to appeal for love's sake. Paul is gently persuading Philemon to imitate God's love and grace by freeing the slave Onesimus. Paul describes himself as an old man and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus. The apostle may not have been all that old, but he was probably older than Philemon in years and certainly older in the faith. Now Paul appeals on behalf of Onesimus, the runaway slave. He calls him my child. Paul led Onesimus to faith in Christ, in effect becoming his spiritual father. When Onesimus ran away from his master, he made his way to Rome and somehow met Paul. In spite of being in prison, the apostle was able to preach and evangelize. Men can be jailed, but the gospel cannot. So Onesimus came to Christ through the gospel preached by Paul. The name Onesimus means useful. Paul makes a play of words in his writing. Before Onesimus rebelled and ran away, he may have stolen something, or perhaps he had been lazy. So he was useless to Philemon. But then, when he became a Christian, he was useful to Paul, probably serving the apostle. If Onesimus returned to Philemon, he could be useful to his former master. So Paul decides to send Onesimus back to Philemon and says that Onesimus meant so much to him that he, Paul, is sending his very heart. Paul wants Onesimus to put things right. The apostle does not want to hide anything. That was a step of courage indeed. If Paul kept Onesimus with him, the runaway slave would have been of great service, a co-worker of the apostle, a messenger of the gospel. However, Paul surrenders himself to Philemon, asks for his consent and willingness. Paul thinks that the fact that Onesimus had been separated from Philemon for a little while was to have him back for a better reason. Now Onesimus is no longer a common slave, but a dear brother in the faith. The Christian faith changes conditions and relationships. In the family of faith, there is no longer a condition and a relationship of owner and slave, of boss and employee, but a condition and a relationship of brothers in the Lord who have the same Father and share the same blessings in Christ. Paul appeals to Philemon to welcoming Onesimus as he would welcome Paul himself. The apostle puts his personal relationship with Philemon on the line in his plea for Onesimus. Paul takes Onesimus' place to the point of being willing to pay any wrong Onesimus might have done, or anything he might owe his former master. Paul assures Philemon that he wrote the letter with his own hand. The appeal is personal. Paul signs the letter, puts his own stamp on it, notarizes it, as it were. Martin Luther said, "Even as Christ did for us with God the Father, thus Paul also does for Onesimus with Philemon." Paul was confident his plea would be kindly considered and attended. The concluding words Paul addresses to Philemon in verses 23 to 24 are these. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Paul mentions five friends who served with him or supported him in the gospel ministry. Epaphras was a Christian from Colossae, known to Philemon. Apparently, he was imprisoned with Paul. Mark is the author of the Gospel of Mark. He traveled with Paul for some time and happened to be one of Paul's key helpers. Aristarchus was a native of Thessalonica. He was one of Paul's companions who was seized by a rioting mob in Ephesus. He also accompanied Paul on his trip to Jerusalem and his voyage to Rome. Luke is the author of the Book of Acts and the Gospel of Luke. He sometimes traveled with Paul. Demas was a man who demonstrated substantial commitment to the Lord's work before the attractions of the world led him to abandon Paul and the ministry. Paul and these five friends sent their greetings to Philemon and to the church in his house. Would you like to know the end of the story of the runaway slave Onesimus and his master Philemon? I would like to. Unfortunately, we don't have any clue what happened, but hopefully Philemon considered carefully Paul's words and accepted Onesimus not as a slave, but as a brother in Christ. What lessons can we learn from the story? Here are some. First lesson. Paul did not hide the problem. He faced it and made every effort to find a solution. What should we do when we see someone in trouble? We should try to help and give support to find a solution. Second lesson. In dealing with a problem, Paul shows deepest respect for righteousness and justice. He expresses brotherly love for Onesimus, who was guilty of a great offense. He intercedes for the runaway slave and steps into the shoes of his friend. Paul set aside his rights and became Onesimus' substitute by assuming his debt. By Philemon's gracious act, Onesimus would be forgiven and placed in a brotherly relationship with his master. In all this, we find a precious example to follow. Third lesson, God's love is pictured in Philemon by analogy. We are like Onesimus, guilty of sin before God. We have run away from God. Alike Paul did for Onesimus, Jesus did for us. He took our place. Jesus defends our cause and intercedes for us. He speaks to God in our defense. The letter of Paul to Philemon illustrates clearly Christian love. The reformer Martin Luther makes the following comments on the letter of Paul to Philemon. The epistle gives us a masterful and tender illustration of Christian love. Paul acts exactly as if he were himself Onesimus, who had done wrong. What Christ has done for us with God the Father, that St. Paul does also for Onesimus with Philemon. For Christ emptied himself of his rights and overcame the Father with love and humility, so that the Father had to put away his wrath and rights and receive us into favor for the sake of Christ, who so earnestly advocates our cause and so heartily takes our part. For we all are Onesimuses if we believe. Thank you for reflecting with us in this study. Please join us again next time.
This study has been prepared and presented by Pastor Arno Bessel. He serves St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Devon. The congregation at St. Peter's is expecting to meet you and to share the good news of Christ with you. Divine services are held on Sunday at 11 a.m. and Bible studies on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For more details, visit our website, stpeterslutherans.co.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Plymouth, England. For questions or comments about any issues raised in this program, write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned.